Friday morning here on BBC Radio Linkshire at 19 minutes past eight. Now, listen to this.
When I sleep in a doorway of a shop, young lads, I don't know who they are, but they come and kick me.
You've been attacked?
Yeah, attacked, yeah. Oh, not once, many a time.
You're just lying asleep in a doorway and...
Yeah.
I mean, can you remember the last time?
Yeah, it was only 2 days ago, right? Round about, say, 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, mainly of a weekend, right? They come and kick me, like, you know, call me a tramp, everything. You name it, they call it me.
I mean, what do you think when... I mean, you're already, you know, in a tough place and that sort of thing happens.
What can I do? What can I do, like, you know what I mean? I'm on my own, like, you know, and people come and kick me or hurt me and stuff like this. Like, you know, I mean, what can you do? So I'm a bit bruised, homeless, hungry, and what more can I say?
That was our reporter James Kelly talking to 42-year-old Colin, a homeless man living rough on the streets of Boston. His story indicates that unprovoked violence is being meted out to some of the most vulnerable people in the county. And it seems he isn't the only victim. Morris and Irwin's recently came to Lincolnshire from Latvia looking for work. They haven't found any and are now on the streets of Boston. James Kelly talked to them as they rested in the town's marketplace at night. Morris told him a disturbing story of random brutality.
Last week I see this square and one Englishman beat my head, look.
You've had stitches put in there, have you?
And last Friday, I be hospital.
Yeah, I can see you've got a wound in your head that's been stitched.
On it this week, Friday, I go hospital and
they take them out?
Yeah.
Where will you sleep tonight?
Tonight, I don't know. Maybe in bench, I don't know. This moment, I don't know.
It must be very difficult, very hard to sleep in the street.
This is no good. Very cold, very cold, very. This is my trousers, my jacket is no. No good, it's no good, live street, no good. No little home and work. This is for me, fine. Only work and bedroom, little.
You just want somewhere to work, somewhere to sleep.
Yeah.
How old are you?
35.
35.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for talking to me. Yeah. Can I talk to you as well? What is your name?
Erwin.
And you're also living on the street here in Boston.
Yeah.
Where do you come from, Latvia as well?
In Latvia, no work.
So you came over to find work?
No work. This. I'm.
You're sleeping on the bench?
Yeah.
How hard is it to be living out in the open at this time of year? It's very cold.
Very, very cold.
What do you think, Morris, when you think of the future?
Are you gonna
stay here? Or you want? Do you want to go back home? Do you want to get a job here? What
not,
can you do?
Not. I want to. This moment, I want job, England. Yeah.
Job. Yeah, please, job. Yeah. Job. Please, job. Please.
I guess you might say, why come if you haven't got a job? But I think you'd have to be very hard-hearted not to be moved by the story of those two Latvians talking to BBC Radio Lincolnshire's James Kelly.